Track 2. According to Kennel Club research, our Norfolk and Norwich Terriers are at risk of extinction. We find out more about the breed and why more people should consider them as pets.
They are sweet-natured, good with children, loyal and easy to train, not to mention super cute. Norfolk and Norwich Terriers have all the characteristics that make an ideal family pet. But according to research from the Kennel Club, our top dogs are at risk of extinction. Norfolk Terriers appear on the organisation's At Watch list, which puts the total number of births at between just 300 to 450 per year. The outlook is even gloomier for Norwich Terriers, which, with fewer than 300 births per year, puts them on the vulnerable native breed list. Aiming to raise awareness for at-risk breeds, the Kennel Club says, "It is a concern because it means breeds that might be the perfect fit for people's lifestyles are being overlooked in favour of other breeds that might not be, simply because they're not as well known. We find people tend to choose a breed from the pool of breeds they have heard of before, so it is important that if you're thinking about getting a dog, you consider the lesser-known breeds. Norfolk and Norwich Terriers were first bred in the Victorian era as working dogs, which were most often used as ratters to hunt rodents. These are the smallest breed of working dog in the UK. They were originally recognised as a joint breed by the Kennel Club in 1932 and were separated into the individual Norfolk and Norwich breeds in 1964. They can be distinguished by their ears. The Norfolk Terrier has drop ears, like the flatlands of the county, while the Norwich Terriers has prick ears, like the spire on the city's cathedral. The life expectancy of a Norfolk Terrier is 8 to 14 years, with some growing as old as 17. Maisie the Norwich Terrier is Jenny French Constant's first family dog. Since Maisie joined the household almost 7 years ago, Jenny has become a passionate advocate for the breed and would hate to see it become extinct. "When I retired, we planned to get a small dog, thinking along the lines of a Jack Russell or a Cairn Terrier," she says. "Then a friend mentioned that they knew of someone whose Norwich Terrier was having puppies. I wasn't aware of the breed, so I looked it up and felt that they fitted the bill. We went to see the mum and were smitten. Love at first sight." Maisie's Kennel Club name is Chocks Away Charlie, and her family tree includes international members from the USA and Sweden. Norfolk and Norwich Terriers are one of the smallest terriers. They stand around 10 inches tall and weigh about 11 pounds. They come in several shades: black and tan, grizzle, wheaten tan and red. "They are living proof that good things come in small packages. There is a lot of dog in that small body," says Jenny. She describes Maisie as a very loving and loyal member of the family. She is very inquisitive and loves walkies in her local Norwich Park. She's motivated by food, and one of her big dislikes is stinging nettles. She will become utterly fixed to the spot if she encounters nettles on walks, demanding to be carried, says Jenny. Maisie has acquired the understanding of quite a vocabulary. Not quite up to 636s in the novel Lessons in Chemistry, but so that we have to spell certain words, for example, walkies, treats and bickies. She loves exercise, as she is both physically and mentally active. "But she can be flexible," Jenny continues. "She can lounge on her bed for hours, but then take on a 12-mile walk and has even done the Cumbria Way. We were worried she wouldn't cope with it, so we bought a special doggy rucksack, but barely needed it. She did, however, cotton on to the fact that she could look doe-eyed and would then get a lift," she laughs. "Her size makes her portable, and she'll happily travel on the train too." Jenny says there are numerous reasons why Norwich Terriers make great pets. They've got a loving personality and are always pleased to see everyone. Maisie tends to stand on the lowest step of the stairs when we have visitors to make it easier for them to stroke her. They are good with children, adults and most other dogs, although they can have ones that they are less fond of, she continues. "They are smart, inquisitive and trainable, especially if rewarded with treats," says Jenny. "They are eager to learn, and, not that Maisie does, are good participants in dog sports. For example, agility, flyball, rally and even freestyle dancing. One thing that you do have to watch is that they are very motivated by food. They are so greedy," says Jenny. If they hear a wrapper, they will instantly be there, so much so that sometimes it's easier to scrunch a wrapper than call her. If we go to the park, she'll be under every bench just in case there is a teeny-weeny crumb that's fallen from a picnic. And if someone puts their hand in their pocket, it must be because there are treats for her in there, she says. They can also be stubborn. When they're on a mission, such as chasing birds, they can have apparent complete deafness. This can be a challenge, but they will always come back, says Jenny. But there's no worry about constantly needing to get the cleaner out to vacuum up hairs, as both Norfolk and Norwich Terriers don't molt. They have a wiry two-layer weather-resistant coat, Jenny explains. If left to the normal cycle, the hair will eventually reach 2 to 4 inches in length and die. Rather than shedding, the dead hair tends to linger, so they benefit from regular grooming. 3 or 4 times a year, Maisie visits Sophia at Hound & Co. Dog Groomers in Norwich to be hand-stripped, a painless method of removing the dead hairs. Jenny says that she very much hopes that the breed doesn't die out. There seems to be several reasons that the breed is at risk, such as the small litters and delivery issues. Approximately a third requiring cesarean sections, and it's said that they can be very fussy about prearranged partners, preferring to choose their own, says Jenny. But they are just the most fabulous family pet, portable, affectionate, active, inquisitive, and loyal. It is a shame that they are overlooked, or that people just aren't aware of them. Find out more about Norfolk and Norwich Terriers at thekennelclub.org.uk.